Let's sing number three in the white book, number three.
Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, draw our hearts today. Oh, thank you, Lord. 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 Oh, Jesus, Jesus, come. Come to us, Lord.
Jesus, I am resting in the joy of what now.
Things that the Lord has chosen to, maybe I could say it this way, emphasize among us, especially at Pilgrim Camp and in the Ridgewood Pentecostal Fellowship. There are things that I have heard since I was a child. And I trust that when you come to camp, you old timers, that you say nothing really has changed. I trust you don't hear too many new things. I trust that you hear the things that you heard years ago, because they're precious to us. Not that we're special or we feel that we are exclusive, but we feel that God has led us in a certain way. He made the presence of God, the presence of Jesus, something real to us. And this thought of praise, I've heard that since I'm a child. Praise the Lord anyhow. Praise the Lord. Get up in the morning and praise the Lord. 15 minutes a day, praise the Lord. Just do it. And pretty soon God comes and he breaks through. And, you know, there was a time forgive me, I talk about my children. I probably embarrass them. But there was a time that that my son, he began high school. And he didn't like it. And to be honest, I think he might have been a little afraid of the new school, the new environment. And he came home and he wasn't happy, and you could see that. I said, David, how about we walk in the park every morning before school and we praise the Lord together? Simple, right? Simple. And we did that. And before long, he had new courage and a brighter outlook on things. And he went to high school, he did well, and that's all behind that. Don't you tell him I told you that story. But it's just an example. I want you to see it's real. It's real. It works. It works. And sometimes we allow the shadows and the discouragement and the darkness to linger, and all we need to do is praise the Lord. And I can give you instances in my own life, and I won't, but times when I just felt hopeless. And get up from prayer and say, no, don't just bury your head in the couch. Get up and praise the Lord. And then the victory comes. It's not easy at the beginning. You have to exercise your will. I will praise him. If you read through the Psalms, how many I wills of David can you find? It doesn't just happen. The blessing doesn't just come. I will praise the Lord. I will walk in his way. We talk about his ways or his way, and praise is one of his ways. Waiting on God is one of his ways. Why do we sit in silence? That's one of his ways. Be still and know that I'm God. He comes and manifests himself. Let all the earth be silent before him. Yes, there's a time to praise loudly, and there's a time to be still. And certainly we don't orchestrate those things. God Himself does that. He is sovereign. As our sister read, His ways are beyond our understanding. And yet we're commanded to walk in His way. Obedience is one of His ways. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. And so I'm so thankful, again, for the light that God has placed among us, and we ought to cherish it. Why? Not because we cherish doctrine, not because we cherish light, but we cherish Him. We cherish Jesus, and Jesus must be the center. He must be the one in charge. He must be the one that meets you. Just one other thought is this. I was so thankful for the ministry of Brother Hans Waldfogel. And I don't believe that this camp would be here if it wasn't for his light. And if you go back in the history of it, you'll find that even in the financial side, his generosity was evident right at the beginning of this camp. But I say that to say this. There was, if you listen to his talks, you can still listen to those sermons. HansWaldvogel.com. You can find quite a few of his sermons, his talks. And one of the things is entitled, Our One Message. Our One Message. Now, what is that message? You need Jesus. It hasn't changed. You need Jesus. I need Jesus. We all need Jesus. That's why we have this camp. Because we believe that these boys and girls need Jesus. And He's given us the opportunity to share Christ with them. What a calling. Why are you here on staff? Well, because you need Jesus. Does camp need you? Yes. Yes, it does. Camp could not exist without the staff. Volunteers. What a daunting challenge it is to staff Pilgrim Camp every year. And yet, who does it? God does. God does it. And so we need staff, but we need Jesus, staff. Cisco, you need Jesus. Of course, I need Jesus. And and we all need Him. And guess you're here because you need Jesus. And so let's keep those things in mind as we continue in these days. The light of His presence, may it shine brightly among us. Holiness unto the Lord. Holiness is one of God's ways. To walk in holiness. Zacharias and Elizabeth, what was the thing that marked their lives? What was it? They walked blameless before God all the days of their lives. God has grace for us, certainly, to live for Him, to please Him. There's a song in our white book. Maybe you could just open to it. I'll just make a few comments before we sing. It's number 16. And I'll make this. This is an opinion now, okay? So don't take it other than that. This is my opinion that this song is one of the songs that I think that captures much of the teaching that we have heard over the years here at Pilgrim Camp. And so we heard much about being a vessel years ago, I think more so than today. That thought of being a vessel was emphasized. And Brother Gordon and Sister Caroline, they taught us about being vessels. Now, what does that mean? What is a vessel? Well, I think, just to give a little background on that as well, I think from there, Brother Gordon's upbringing and maybe in Zion and the teachings there, the ministers were referred to as vessels. They were vessels that God could use. And that goes in line with what we have in Timothy, that we ought to be vessels unto honor, prepared, meet, prepared for the master's use. And, you know, there was the teaching, a vessel is nothing. It's just in the hands of the master. It has no will of its own. And God can use us as he wills. He empties us. He cleanses us. He fills us. And so are we vessels unto honor. And so it talks about that here. God in heaven hath a treasure. And so I don't want to go through every verse, but just pay attention as we sing. And there's the thought of abiding here. There's a thought of being emptied of ourselves. There's a thought of being filled with Christ and Christ alone. There's a thought of him shining forth and him being seen. He is exalted. And so this ought to be our desire, that God would make us his vessels. Use us for his glory in the way that he desires. And so let's stand and we'll sing number 16 together.
Vessels weak and poor and base, bearing wealth God's heart is prizing, glory from Christ's blessed face.
Now before we sing the last verse, just take a look at it with me. It goes like this: oh, to be but empty or lowly or meek, unnoticed or mean. Mean is not mean that you're mean to somebody. It means that in your own eyes you are humble. Mean, unnoticed, and unknown. And to God a vessel holier, filled with Christ and Christ alone. And I wondered sometimes, why couldn't we just sing it, oh, to be but empty, lowly. It's easier to say it that way than lowlier and holier. But the thought is that there's growth, that growth is possible, and that growth must be ongoing. You understand that, right? We can be empty, but we can be emptier. And we can be holy, but we can be holier. And so that's the intent of the poem. Again, I'm sorry, I'm making you stand, but that's good for you, right? Breathe in, breathe out. Good. I found a poem. This poem is actually a few more stanzas. I found it when I lived in Uncle Edmund's house for some time. In the basement, there was every child of Uncle Edwin had a room in the basement, because at one time or another they had lived there, and they left their things when they left. And so I had the freedom sometimes to go down there, and I found this in one of Sister Edith's box. She had this framed poem, and it's entitled "The Light of a Stone Most Precious." That's the title of this poem, "The Light of a Stone Most Precious." Now that's in the Bible. That's in the book of Revelation. That city that comes down from God, it has the light of a stone most precious, of a gem. When you shine a light on that diamond, it sparkles, doesn't it, with brilliance. And so we, as the people of God, the bride of Christ, this is our calling, to shine forth His light. His light. Are you reflecting the beauty of Christ? Am I reflecting the beauty of Christ? Well, that's our calling. And so let's reflect His grace. Let's reflect that life of Christ. And so, the last verse, let's be emptier, let's be lowlier, let's be willing to be unnoticed. Verse 4.
Oh, to be but emptier, lowlier, mean unnoticed and unknown, and to God a vessel holier, filled with Christ and Christ alone. Not of earth to cloud the glory, not of self the light to dim, telling forth His wondrous story, empty to be filled with Him. Not of earth to cloud the glory, not of self the light to dim, telling forth His wondrous story, empty to be filled with Him.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, this is our desire. Jesus, come to us. Come to us, Lord. Make us those vessels, clean, emptied, and then filled with Christ and Christ alone. Lord Jesus, we're so thankful for Pentecost. We're so thankful that You did descend on that day. You poured out that gift of the Holy Spirit upon Your people. And Lord, and You desire to do that again and again and again. And so, Lord, we want You to come and to baptize us in the Holy Spirit. Tongues of fire. Oh, God, come. Oh, come to us, Lord. Lord, help us to see our great need of You. Lord, we need You. And so, Lord Jesus, have Your way among us. Make us hungry and thirsty for You. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You may be seated. Now, if there's no, well, I shouldn't say it that way. If someone has a testimony, we can do that now.
I'm thankful for what Brother Philip mentioned this morning about the different lights that have been so precious to us, and the praising of the Lord. I went to Taiwan in 1967. And I still go. I'm going probably in November. The door was closed. I couldn't go. They wouldn't let Americans in. And but anyhow, there was no other church in all of Taiwan that would praise the Lord. People sometimes thought there was something wrong with us that we praised the Lord. But the Lord worked. I remember one conference we had, and I brought two young men. They were from China. We were upstate. This was here in the States. They thought, I didn't know they smoked. And they thought when we praised the Lord, they thought we were crazy. They went to the bathroom. But they came out and they found out it's real and it works. And also any discouragement, anything that comes, any shadow, it's all a sin. And we chase all the sin away. We don't want this. So we praise the Lord all the time. Every time I say, delight myself in the Lord, that brings His joy. And His joy wants to be with us every day, no matter what happens. I know there is grief sometimes, but He helps us through it, and He comforts us. So for praising, I was so thankful. And I remember many years, so everything I was taught from a child, I believed 100%. And Sister Pearl made it 200%. She was from Nova Scotia. She was from the Presbyterian Church. But when she met Uncle Hans and received the Holy Ghost baptism, hallelujah, that's what she wanted. She found the presence of Jesus, and so she stressed that. I remember once I was going to another country, not Taiwan, for some ministry before I ever went to Taiwan, and Sister Caroline gave me a book. It was Humility by Andrew Murray, and I prayed over that. I was away for 7. The Lord showed me. We were also taught the Beatitudes. Purity, the first one. Poor in spirit. Humility. Every worker for Jesus should pray through on that. But we never get finished praying through. And Sister Pearl told us, when you get older, you have to keep praying, and even more. Humility, when the older people have to pray even more. And so we do that. And the other thing was pure in spirit. Purity, you have to, especially a minister has to pray through on purity. We have many workers in Taiwan, 25 churches. They were all on fire for the Lord. But some of them, they failed. It was either poverty of spirit, they didn't pray. They thought they were humble. Oh, I'm humble. We're not humble. We have to pray all our lives for humility. And also pure in spirit, they failed. A number of them failed. They could not serve the Lord. It was absolutely impossible for them to serve. They failed on that thing. These two things, many ministers fail on: humility and also pure in heart. And those things, but I think it's good for everyone to pray on that. And I thank Jesus so much for all that we heard. And I remember so many things Uncle Hans taught us, and I remember some of his sermons by heart. I lead the Wednesday morning meeting now in Ridgewood on Wednesday mornings, and often these things come to me. They're in my heart, in my bones, and they're precious to us, and I'm so thankful for Brother Philip that what he mentioned about these precious, precious truths. And when we stick to them, Jesus comes. It brings the presence of Jesus. The presence of Jesus comes through the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
There's a breakthrough. and I experienced it, I tell it many times. There's a breakthrough, and that we come into the presence of Jesus, but we have to keep at it. And then one day, if we keep at it, we had another expression, we're set in, set in. And oftentimes we have to renew that setting in. That's why we have to meet in meetings. Some people think it's not important to get to meeting. It is, and it sets us into his presence. And so I'm thankful for Jesus and for all the things we've learned from childhood. And it's not that we're better than other. Maybe some other people are better than us, but these truths are so precious, and we want to stick to them. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Brother Philip.
Amen.
The quiet waiting is so important, too. In Sister Pearl's meetings, there was never a meeting where she didn't let us have quietness and to wait on Jesus. Every meeting. And some people didn't understand it, but after a while they understood it. The praising and the quietness was so important. It brings Jesus to us.